probably the only time I'll get to use one of these. Officially, that is. But I don't mind. I'm quite happy with the sheep I've got. Because I know my sheep. And my sheep are getting to know me. It's been a long time. Some of you have known me longer than others. And things have changed. Changed in me. And changed in you, probably. Would you hold up your sheep when you get them? Because we want people to see, you know. I know my sheep. And my sheep know me, says the Lord. Now, the good thing about this story, the story that we've just heard, is that Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. There are sheep, there are shepherds that are not so good, the hired hands, because it's quite likely, actually, they may just run off when a wolf comes. Now, when the wolf appears, we've got something that we do, and those who have been involved in pantomimes, we know what to do. Okay, so when the wolf appears, what are we going to do? Absolutely, now we've got the hang of it. Good. But first of all, Jesus said, I, can we point to ourselves when we say, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life on the cross for the sheep. So it's that bit on the cross. And I know my sheep by name. Now just have a little look around this church here and see how many people you recognize by name. By name. I want you to identify someone that's a bit further away from you. And on the count of three, we're all going to shout names. Okay? Just names. Ready? One, two, three. Peter! That worked quite well. The good thing about that is that actually we all have hopefully heard something, but not necessarily our individual voice. Jesus, when he calls out people's names, they will hear his voice and they will follow him. Now, I know you've just sat down again, but I want anyone who's got a sheep and who is able to follow me on this little journey, okay? Because I haven't got enough children to do it on my own. So I'm going... And the thing is, in the Holy Land, what happened was this, okay? In the Holy Land, the shepherd went ahead. He didn't herd them up. In this country, we use quad bikes. In the Holy Land, the shepherd led, and they followed. Okay, so we're going to go into the sheep pen. Sheep, okay? Let's have a look at that sheep. Does anyone know which sheep that high, nice and high, who that is? That's Sean. Sean the sheep. Follow me. No. Yeah, follow me. Yes, that's right. I'm in this country now. So, the sheep. Yes, absolutely. Now, the reason. What's this? Whoa. Okay. You all right, Sean? Oh, perfect. If you like to gather here and begin to eat the grass a bit, if you like to eat the grass. It's a noisy sheep. Now the thing is, do take a seat, sheep, and eat some grass. The sheep have got to eat the grass. Now sheep, they like to stick together, and that's really important, actually. And especially when it gets a bit cold, they huddle together and they kind of keep each other warm because they've got plenty of wool. And that's very good. And the other reason is that they need to stick together is just in case the big bad wolf comes. And when he does, because he's just outside there. Now, in the story, Jesus said, I am the gate. So there's only one way in and one way out. Actually, we've got two. So can I have someone else sitting in that corner over there as well? He would sit in the gate like this. So the sheep couldn't get out at night, because that was really important that they couldn't get out, because they were safe in here. All right? Because out there was a wolf. And the wolf is after you. Do you understand that? So you're kind of a bit afraid. Ooh. But actually, because Jesus was at the gate, what he was saying was, nothing can get through and take you from me. That's worth a cheer, I reckon. Hooray! And the wolf scampers off. Get rid of that wolf, will you, please? Get rid of that wolf. Is he gone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right then, because I can't see. Jesus said something else that was really important. He said that actually there are other sheep that are elsewhere that still need to come in here. People who perhaps haven't heard yet, but they still need to come in. There's plenty of room up here. Plenty of room up here. Let's see if we can get up here. This is an experiment. Those who are able to come, come. Out all together now. Now the thing is, in this story, it's quite evident that not everyone can quite make it in the same place. So that's not fair, is it? So actually, we need to go, and Jesus would seek out wherever people are. He want people to feel included, would he not? But yeah, he would. So there's lots of people down there who couldn't, for whatever reason, make it up here. So we're going to go back and join them now, okay? So I'll lead the way. Plenty of noise here. The noisiest sheep I've ever met. They're coming back to join you who are down here. Come back to the... Good. It's all very safe because the wolf's gone. So you can seek green pastures amongst all the other sheep. Where's Sean? Sean the sheep. Bah. Bah. They'll hear your voice. Bah. Thank you very much. Bah. 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 What do we do? Oh yes. I hope that we got from this that, yes, Sean the Sheep, yeah, that's a nice song. That really important in all of this that we recognise that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and wherever we are, he is with us. But also to recognise that we need each other. That's why he gave us a church to be a body of people together with, to look out for each other. But he's the one ultimately who is the Good Shepherd, who looks after his sheep. And even when we mess up, he's still there. Even when we forget him, he's still there. And that's really, really a vital, important thing to remember. The other thing you're going to remember today is... we'll share the piece in a moment. We'll do it that way, I think. But first of all, we're going to sing a wonderful song which reminds us that whatever's going on, our God is a great big God, and he holds us in our hands. So this is a big moving song. Let's get up and enjoy.